Bayview is a neighborhood of history, a neighborhood of breweries and restaurants, but above all, a neighborhood of people, some of whom are here with us right now. A lot of the Milwaukee area's creative community calls Bayview home, including novelist, poet, and Lake Effect contributor Jenny Benjamin.
Jenny is the author of the 2013 novel This Most Amazing and two new poetry chapbooks, More Than a Box of Crayons and Midway. We're going to have a full-length interview with her in the coming days, but we did invite her to make the short trip over to Enlighten Brewery to share some poetry with us. Jenny, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Before we hear a couple of poems, how did you happen to have two books, two chapbooks of poetry, come out in a really tight time span?
Luck, pretty much. You know, when you are writing and submitting work, you just have to get really used to rejection. So it's been 20 years of rejection for a lot of poetry manuscripts, and you just keep sending it out there. And the first one, More Than a Box of Crayons, is just a publisher I found that I thought, oh, I think they might like this, and they accepted it. In that span of time, I'm also have other work, and I saw a contest, and Midway actually got second place in that contest. And part of the little prize money was also that I would have publication. So that's how it happened. Very nice.
Exciting time.
It is exciting, very, very much so.
So you live in Bayview. Does it make its way into your poetry at all?
Yes, I think so. It definitely did today because I actually wrote a poem in thinking of Bayview just today, so it's fresh off the press. But when I think about that question, I think it can't not make its way. There goes a double negative as a writer. That's terrible. But anyway, I walk near the lake, or if I just walk to the library, and there's so many things going on. There's such a great neighborhood and feeling with the people. It influences images, lines of in my poems, and it just can't stay away.
You know, we asked Ron Winkler this question, but I kind of want to get your take on it also. When you have people come here from out of town to visit, is there one place that is your Bayview that you want them to see?
I think a lot of times I just want to take them to walk up and down KK, the strip from where I live, which is Fernwood Avenue, right near Fernwood School, and then to the strip up to the library. We do that a lot. And then also I love going to South Shore Park and the Pavilion. It's nice.
Excellent.
Well, you said you have a new poem for us?
I do. And yeah, I hope this is good. If it's not, I'm going to blame my sister. Because she's like, well, don't you have a Bayview poem? I said, I know. And then I got thinking, I'm like, well, why not have a Bayview poem? You know? So it's called My Neighborhood. What borders are here around this house? Fernwood School fences, KK, a canopy of ash trees in the rain, lakeside sunrise, salt mountains, windmill, coffee houses, hat shop, soap shop, pet care, and bars, lots of bars, for sugar mapling the night away. My house in this neighborhood was repainted gauzy white, so in certain dusky light I see its name, watery pink like blood soaking through bandaged bundles, the trim seafoam green. Inside, my daughter's motions and emotions lap at me like waves from rival shores, and I wonder, where exactly is the summer lakeside shore? With pickup barbecues and fireworks, the cascade of music sounding from block parties, instant fire pits smoking and sending embers to my door. To the shore with garlic mustard overgrowth and groups of hunched figures plucking the weeds at the source. Seminary woods with lush green leaves, dogs frolicking and sniffing the layers of seasons falling on the paths. From green leaf to orange leaf to fallen brittle breaks to ashen bottom to snowfall to here I am again in my neighborhood, thinking what keeps us in and around each other. These markers of our days, these places, people, faces, family, these neighbors, let them in.
I think you have one more for us.
I do have one more.
And what do you want to tell us about this one?
This one is in a form called the triolet, and I actually shoved three triolets together and called it Tre Triolet. And it's, so you're going to hear a repetition of lines and sounds. And it's one of these poems that I think we need. It's, you know, when I get all doom and gloom about the world and I'm around and I think, you know, where's the hope? And so that's why I wrote this, looking for the hope. So Tre Triolet. Go fiercely into the black of night, home with eyes that watch and keep, our country, the world, wound taut and tight. Go fiercely into the black of night. Some children are here with deadened eyes. Their early magic slowly bleeds. Go fiercely into the black of night, home with eyes that watch and keep. Do not go down in withering bends. Each morning needs the fight of birth. This land wants patient hands that tend. Do not go down in withering bends. How do we attempt to stitch and mend as our mothers could repair most hurts? Do not go down in withering bends. Each morning needs the fight of birth. I have seen a ripple of hope. There is a spark of churning force that sees people here with a keen scope. I have seen a ripple of hope. Just when we feel we cannot cope, move a river from course to course, I have seen a ripple of hope. There is a spark of churning force.